Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
What do you make of this Brittany Griner story? I just don't have anything good to say about it. You can't leave her there, but you can't negotiate for her either. The U.S. has offered a deal to Russia aimed at bringing home the WNBA star and another jailed American, a businessman named Paul Whelan. This is according to Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State. Maybe a more informed view on this will come from Dr. Joel Ostro, who is a professor of comparative and international politics, has been following the business of Russia for years at Benedictine University. Joel, welcome back. What do you make of this deal?
Good morning, John. So let me say this. There are three categories of Americans currently being held in Russia, and unfortunately, all of the focus, all of the attention has been on the one on whom there really shouldn't be much focus or attention. And let me explain. An alumna of mine handed me a wonderful line that's a favorite one of his. I hope he's listening. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Let me explain. There's only two scenarios possible in the Brittany Griner case. First, she thought she could smuggle dope into Russia. That's just inexcusable, John. Anyone with even a casual knowledge knows you can't legally transport marijuana from Illinois to Wisconsin. You're traveling overseas. You have to know that if you try to do that, you can get caught. So, and that should not be a focus of the U.S. government to free somebody who has committed that crime. The job of the U.S. government is to make sure, you know, the embassy in whichever country such a person is arrested in is to make sure they are treated according to the laws of the country and have access to legal services, and the embassy has done that. The second point made is she, and that she is arguing, is that it was accidental. She didn't intend to bring it. She was packing quickly and just didn't pay attention. You travel overseas to any country, you pay attention to everything you put in your luggage. You travel to Russia, and you're speaking to someone now who has done so many times, you carefully consider every single item you put in a suitcase when you're traveling to Putin's Russia. And to not do so is frankly idiocy. So what does that mean? What it means is the U.S. government shouldn't necessarily be focusing on Brittany Griner. The argument made by many is, well, she wouldn't have been traveling to Russia if American athletes were women athletes were paid the same as men athletes. But you know what? That's an empty argument. There are hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of American athletes competing in countries around the world, male athletes, female athletes. She chose Russia. She could have gone to Greece. She could have gone to Spain. She could have gone to Italy. She could have gone to Brazil. She could have gone to Argentina. She chose Russia at a time when U.S.-Russian relations are as low as they've been in a long, long time. Russia ruled by a dictatorship, and she's trying to smuggle pot in.
I just want to insert this. I'll keep listening. This is fascinating and helpful, but you're assuming that, in fact, she is guilty. I know she pleaded that, but one wonders if she didn't do that under duress or to try and just move the process along. It's possible that this is a trumped-up charge. Is it not, Joel?
She's a professional basketball player, John. The NBA and professional basketball in general at all levels since the days of Wilt Chamberlain has been notorious as
So let's assume that she's okay. So let's assume that she actually did what she's charged
Occam's
with.
Razor.
10 years. 10 years is how long
the country's laws. John, she's got agents, she's got legal representation. She
do you think
to know.
That they
she had an
are,
obligation to
do,
know.
Do you think that they selected her? That she's being treated differently than if it was just some average anonymous citizen? Would they get this?
I'd like to know what Americans have been arrested for similar things in other countries who are serving according to those countries' laws. But the bigger issue is Paul Whelan is a political prisoner in Russia and has been for several years. That is clearly a political case. It is clearly an individual on whom the American government should have been focused on trying to get released for years, and frankly, probably has behind the scenes. What really disturbs me in this case, John, is, well, number one, Victor Boot, of all people, the merchant of death, who openly proclaims that he sells arms to those who intend to kill Americans. But he has been in prison, in federal prison, for over 10 years. But still, what really alarms me is the administration going public with this offer, and I put offer in quotes. Boot for Whelan, and maybe that other category of Americans, those fighters who are captured fighting in Ukraine on behalf of Ukraine, captured by Russians, that might be more legitimate. But the problem with including Brittany Griner in there, who is really not, I mean, you cannot exchange Victor Boot for Brittany Griner. I am sorry. It's just, it makes no sense at all. What happens is, it was plausible you could have exchanged Boot for Whelan and maybe some others, but by including Griner doing so publicly, Putin's going to say no. Why wouldn't he?
I'm assuming that this deal is going to go through. You think that he wouldn't exchange these two, Brittany Griner and Mr. Whelan, for this Russian arms merchant?
Putin's strategy, and how many times have I said this with you, is to cause disruption.
You don't think Brittany Griner's going to come home?
Have Whelan, but you can't have Griner. How can the American government now, with all of this attention that's been lavished on Brittany Griner, accept that? And that is the proper deal to get Whelan out.
Do you think this puts more Americans, my last question for you, Joel, do you think this puts more Americans traveling to Russia or other countries at risk?
In general, this kind of an offer, especially being so public, perhaps does, because those who wish to cause trouble can try to arrest people and weasel some kind of deal out of it. How big a problem that is, I really don't know. There aren't many American civilians traveling to Russia now anyway, but that is dangerous stuff and ill-advised. But I really hope more attention is placed on Whelan and some kind of prisoner exchange between Ukrainian prisoners, Russian prisoners in Ukraine, and Ukrainian prisoners in Russia could include those Americans who've been captured. And I'm certain, you know, it would be a total dereliction of duty if the administration were not trying constantly to arrange for that. But I'm really worried that what Putin's going to say is you can have Whelan, but you can't have Griner. And by going public on this, the U.S. has really backed itself into a corner, and it's really unfortunate because that man deserves to be released.
Dr. Joel Ostrow is a professor of comparative and international politics. He's our Russian expert at Benedictine University. I'll call you again, Joel. Thank you for your time, sir.
John, thanks. Have a great day.